Matcha.
I love matcha. So rich and smooth.
Do you love matcha love?
Yep. Matcha love is the best in the biz.
Experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf.
So many powerful health benefits.
You know what else I love? Sweet treats.
You are in luck. Matcha's great for baking.
Can you make cookies or cheesecake with matcha?
Yes. Or your other favorites, ice cream or madeleines.
Yes. Delicious.
Matcha love.
Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoen.com. Using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Mr. Zarin Burnett.
Yo, Elizabeth Dutton, what's up?
You know it's ridiculous?
I do, actually. There's something called masklophobia, which isn't the ridiculous part. It's a real fear of masks. But the ridiculous part is that there are people like Dak Prescott, who is a professional football player, who suffer from masklophobia. So he's afraid of the sports mascot on the football field. He's afraid of Mr. Cowboy. He's actually said, and I quote, "You think that this person in the costume, you don't know what the F he is. He's up to something." Now, my favorite, though, is Noah Syndergaard, the Mets player. He's afraid of, literally afraid of Mr. Met, the giant baseball head.
Well, yeah, so am I.
Right? So, yeah, I think that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Well, I feel for them.
Can you imagine that, though? Every day you got to
go to work. You go to work and face your fears.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of us do that.
Well, yeah, I know. It's true. I feel like if I worked in a snake gym.
You don't. That's all ridiculous. Very well done. But something else that's ridiculous.
Hit me with it.
Is beating the snot out of strangers and rioting over the hattery choice of others.
Hattery choice? What do you mean hattery?
Hats, man.
Oh, wow. This will be good.
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It is always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. Zarin, you wear a hat pretty much all day, every day, right?
Yes, thank you for noticing.
Tell me a little about what hats you like.
I'm a ball cap fan, personally. I used to like snapbacks when I lived in Central California, like in Davis, where I grew up, because it's so hot. But now, like, I like a full wool, like, you know, baseball fitted. And also, you know, I'll go with your desert caps if I'm, like, out hiking or something. Something with, like, you know, with the French Foreign Legion, double flaps down the back, you know, like.
Like the painter's cap type with the
flaps.
Oh,
yeah, painter's cap, exactly. I liked painting. I was a house painter. I liked all the various painting caps. In fact, I used to wear a T-shirt on my head when I had really long dreadlocks, and I would just tie up the sleeves over my head, and I made, like, my own little Omar Sharif
hat. That's cute.
Hat, yeah.
How about a Von Dutch hat?
I'll take a pass.
Well, so Have you ever had anyone tell you that it's rude for a gentleman to wear his hat indoors?
Yeah, actually, I'm old enough that I cross paths with some people who are much older than me, and they're like, hey, young man, it is rude to wear a hat indoors. And they're like, you know, my grandfather. So I had to hear it often.
Exactly. Well, you know, like hat rules, fashion rules, they're totally arbitrary.
But my family, they abided by, at least my mom's side, you know, like that whole white after Labor Day and like, you know, you don't, like, you have church clothes you don't wear out into anywhere other than church, like the whole bit. Yeah.
Pants in public.
Pants in public, shoes indoors.
Those kind of things. Like you'd mentioned white after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own any white clothing.
Really?
I own zero pieces of white clothing.
Is it because you're like stain attractive?
I'm messy. I'm
okay.
Totally.
I didn't want to put it that way.
every pretty much most of what I wear is black.
Huh.
And it's, I don't know if it's like, it's sort of easy. Everything matches then.
Of course, yeah. I've heard it's one of the easiest to make
and
outfits
also,
out of.
And also, I wear black on the outside because black is how I feel on the inside, to quote the Smiths.
That's so emo.
Yeah, you know.
Did I just get bangs hearing
you
that?
You just grew bangs over one eye.
That's amazing.
Do you want a little brush for them?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, pierce your lip and we'll talk about it. I wish I had a Vanta black outfit.
The darkest black? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just want to be a void.
Something that absorbs light.
Yeah. And like, so I'll be walking down the street and like birds will fly into me in front of the bus stop. I think it's safe to say, though, that in terms of fashion, there's totally a pack mentality, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how
part.
You get trendy stuff.
Yeah, everyone follows the trends or responds to or not to them. Yeah.
And like people, I was thinking the other day about how for a while it was nearly impossible to buy a pair of women's jeans that weren't skinny jeans.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Now the low-rise jeans are coming back.
Good. That is not a good look. But then I was thinking about how we always used to joke about mom jeans, right? And they became fashionable. Well, mm-hmm. What if in the 80s moms wore mom jeans just because that's all there was? They didn't like them. They're just like, this is all they're making for my...
Huh. It totally makes sense.
Ample bottom.
Yeah. Ample bottom. Not apple, ample.
Who's gonna clothe my matronly hips, Jordash? But you know,
do you
like,
ever think about that? By the way, like how fashion.
No.
You look back and everything is always like, oh, we were so silly in whatever decade—the 80s, the 90s, mm-hmm. or the aughts. Any decade. So pretty much, we've never looked good. If you
right.
give us enough time, we will realize we look silly then, too. We look silly now. Everybody just looks silly all the time. That's if you just accept that, the hell with fashion.
Exactly.
Just wear what you like and what feels good.
Yeah, or just be utilitarian. Like, I went through a whole phase where I was very North Korean utilitarian chic.
What is North Korean?
Like, everything.
Like high collar jackets?
No, everything's like black or gray or navy blue,
okay.
And it just does the job. Like, mm-hmm. These are pants.
Yes, I got you.
They're like, they show no form.
Just drops straight down.
Drops
however gravity pulls it.
Just, I need to cover my undercarriage and my legs. So mm-hmm. let's put these pants on.
Society insists.
Yeah. I, you know, didn't really see a lot of people at the time and didn't have friends. But I kind of like that. I like the utilitarian part of it.
Why did you stop?
Did I?
There's a flip. Didn't see that coming, did you?
I guess I stopped because... I just wanted to live a little, wear some real clothes.
Word. Yeah. What did you get? Like some yellow slacks?
No, I would never wear bright colors like that.
Okay.
I bought a more tapered pair of black pants. Well, then I got that denim jacket I wear with troublemaker patch,
yeah,
like a motorcycle club mm-hmm. thing. I'm waiting for like motorcycle gangs to beat me up for wearing what looks like a rocker.
To push up on you and ask you why you're trying to claim this part in California?
Well, and to ask me if I'm doing it for me or for the club, quite frankly. Anyway, I digress. So things get trendy. And people can go into a frenzy over those trends,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know? It's not the same as mass hysteria, not like that. You know, there's that dancing plague of 1518?
Yeah.
People couldn't stop getting down to the madrigals.
Dance themselves to death.
Performed by troubadours prowling the streets. Hundreds of people danced themselves to death.
Yeah, that was wild, actually. Europe is kind of crazy on
the
mass hysteria. Yes, I was. I was one of the lead dancers.
So
I thought I was going to win, to be quite honest.
When you dance where you put one leg up with a bent knee and a pointed toe,
mm-hmm.
it's just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Spinning around and
yeah.
Did they? Yeah, whatever.
The old hammer toe move, I called it.
So you know what I'm talking about when I say like mass hysteria.
Yeah,
right?
I'm thinking like starter jackets.
There is a mass hysteria about that.
Yeah, people used to get jacked for starter jackets. Go on.
Yeah, okay. So.
Well, you know, one of my favorite mass hysterias, I think on record, has to be the Nigerian dick thefts.
I'm sorry, the what now?
Oh, have we never discussed it? I can't just drop this in like, oh yeah, remember Nigerian dick theft? No?
What?
So in Nigeria, they have this like, Nigeria is a very passionate place in terms of the cultural engagement, say with religion or with personal traditions. When people do it, they do it, right? So these people who are strong believers, they were convinced by their spiritual leader that their dicks were going to be like taken from them, right? Because it was like, you know, God ordained it, right? So they become convinced of this, despite the fact that their dicks are still there right where they left them, but they are convinced that they're not there. And they're showing other people, and some of the people are like, oh my God, your dick is gone. And they're looking at the dick, but still they're like, no. So they're going around showing each other their dicks and then not seeing their dicks, and then they get mad. And so what do? They go and attack the preacher, and then it gets real ugly.
But so they thought their penises had been repoed?
Yeah, basically.
By the Lord.
And they insisted that the preacher give them back their dicks. And so they got real mad. They're like, you must give us back their dicks. How dare you? And they went to the constabulary, the sheriff, and said, look, make this preacher give us back our dicks. Like, this is like recently.
When did this happen?
Is like the last couple of years. It's happened multiple times. You can look this up. Look up Nigerian dick theft.
I will.
Have a really raucous laughing time. But I recommend you don't read all of the stories because there's some wicked ends.
It gets gnarly.
Oh, yeah, it gets bad.
Okay, so you just won the mass hysteria story contest.
Yes.
I'm trying to show what it would look like, you dancing like a medieval guy, and you came at me with Nigerian dick theft.
Yeah.
All right, well played.
You know, I had to bring that one out, sorry.
So when we talk about fashion, it's more a pack mentality, I would say, and that can grow into a mob mentality.
Oh, fast with humans.
And that's when things go south, as always. And that's when we get a straw hat riot.
Like straw hat pizza?
Yes. No.
No.
All right.
Like literally straw hats. People got in fights. Okay.
I'm about to let you know.
Blow my mind.
All right. So I want you to imagine that you're living in New York City in September of 1922. It was the roaring 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
New York was like today, this bustling metropolis. It's filled with immigrants and seekers and dreamers and people wanting a bite out of the Big Apple, baby. Am I painting a good picture?
I'm there.
And newspapers at the time, totally full of ads for luxury goods. And, you know, fashion's evolving, as is its wont. You have women, you know, in like the flapper wear because they're left the corsets behind. And
oh, okay. All right.
You see a lot of stuff with men's suits are becoming like more sporting suits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One item is advertised heavily in September 1922, and that's men's felt hats.
Like, are we talking like short brim, like hunting hats, like with a little feather on the side?
Like a Robin Hood hat?
Kinda, yeah. Like the German version of a Robin Hood hat.
No.
Okay.
I'm not talking about like a bowler hat type thing.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Like your everyday walking around hat.
Yeah, okay. I got to remember. Yeah, like the round top dome bowlers and they're felted. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
So they're advertising these really heavily in September 1922. Mm-hmm. And that's because September 15th, it's a super important day hat-wise.
Oh, the Ides of September.
Yes. we're going to get to the stabbins. So September 15th is when men had to retire their summer straw hats and switch over to wool, the felt wool, for the fall and the winter.
Oh, everyone just knew this.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, the newspapers ran at reminders of it. They have like either short pieces or like a little ad looking thing that's like, don't forget.
100 years ago, almost to the year, the newspapers were telling people, September 15th, change your hats.
Change your hats, boys. Yeah.
Wow.
And so it all starts May 15th. May 15th rolls around and that's Straw Hat Day is what they call it.
Okay.
And that's when like
Straw Hat Day.
Rich guys switch over to like straw Panama hats.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else is just wearing like basic straw boaters.
Oh, right. From like those old black and white photos.
So they look like a barbershop quartet.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, my baby.
Yeah.
And so that's May 15th. Now it's time to don the old straw hat.
So I'll just think May 15th, hello, my baby. And then September 15th.
September 15th would be
like
all.
Is like Chester Arthur.
It would be all, listen here, kid.
Okay, perfect.
It would like a cigar hanging out of your mouth. May 13th, let's say, 1922, the New York Times is totally full of ads for straw hats.
Okay.
You know, they're like, look, you got a couple days, dudes.
Yeah.
Get your hat on. And the prices are kind of all over the place. But one of them, the man's shop at Lord & Taylor department mm-hmm. store, that's on Fifth Avenue. They had their ad, and I quote, I know you love quotes.
I do.
Monday is straw hat day. In the calendar of men, it's the official retirement of felts and the advance of straws. The man's shop is adequately prepared with English and American hats in the season's authentic weaves and blocks. Sennett straws, split straws, leghorns, Bangkoks, and Panamas. A distinguished collection for the metropolitan man. These were priced $3 to $7.50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was my ad voice.
Dude, I'll take two leghorns, a Bangkok, and a Sennett straw.
Hit me. So some of the places, most like common guys every day are just buying like, there's a $1.50 straw hat of like what people are getting. These are the fancy lads. And so there are cheaper versions, as I said, and that's mm-hmm. kind of one of the issues because it was a custom in some circles to celebrate the end of straw hat season, September 15th, by smashing up that summer's hat. And I only suppose just busting it to bits. Well, I mean, I guess like because you've been sweating in it all summer mm-hmm. and you know, it's looking raggedy.
I'd be willing to bet you this was a tradition that wives started. Like, you know, it would be great.
You know, it would be so great.
You would love it.
Because it just stinks and it's got like the worst sweat stain in the band. Some guys took the hats back to where they got them. Mm-hmm. Because a haberdasher is a ladies' hat maker.
Hmm.
A hatter mm-hmm. is for the men.
Oh,
Forget that.
So what about a chapeau shop?
That's for Le French.
Ah, oui.
So they like, some guys are like, hey, you know, can I take this hat back? Maybe get a little bit of money on a trade-in for a felt job. And then I'm guessing that the hatters were like, yeah, all right, you know, I'll give you a couple cents off. And then they like refurb those hats to spin around for next year.
Mark,
who knows?
Sell it back to that same person next year. This hat would fit you perfectly.
This smells just like you. You know, most of the people, though, they just destroyed them because they were kind of beat up. And then there were the people who took it upon themselves to destroy the hats of others.
Wait, run that back?
And then, so it was seen as this major social faux pas to wear straw hats after September 15th,
yeah.
like right after uh-huh. Labor Day.
I'm with you.
And it was an even larger one to go hatless outdoors.
Okay.
Like men wore a hat no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't done to walk around nude on the head. So guys that were walking around wearing straw hats after the 15th of September were set upon by like gangs of young rowdies, maybe even some sassy ladies who would get into it and rip the hats off their heads and then smash those hats to smithereens in the street. Just stomp on them. Because they're like, you're not supposed to be wearing that hat. And they take it off. And then it's like this scandal because the guy has no hat on.
Okay. All right. So it was just Twitter, but on the streets.
Missed it completely. So this goes on for years, like in little isolated incidences. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that most of the time it's like an East Coast thing.
Okay. That makes sense. There's a little more pressure in those cities. Mm-hmm.
A little more formality.
Yeah.
So like, you know, New York, Philadelphia, that kind of thing.
I bet in Boston there was some hat-snatching mothers.
Any excuse to get rough and tumble, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing.
So, yeah, a good guess. The papers were running stories about this hooliganism, mm-hmm. and magistrates and justices were begging people to stop. Like, they'd be interviewed, like, please, stop. Stop bashing these hats. Like, this is bad behavior. There were brave souls who argued that a person's choice of headgear was their own choice to make.
Were these brave souls like Canadians? Were they like across the border saying this? You know?
Oh, yeah. So they're saying, you know what? You want to wear a straw hat in autumn? Knock yourself out, dudes. And then that didn't really go over.
Hat advocates.
Because
okay.
people like tradition.
Oh, you telling me.
And I'm thinking that the hatters in the cities liked this switcheroo.
I'm betting they were paying those kids. Like, hey, tell me how many hats you smash. I'll give you a nickel for every hat.
Well, in New York City, mm-hmm. this eventually all boiled over. And I am going to tell you what happened when we come back from this commercial break. Springtime is all about fresh air and fresh starts, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. With the days getting longer and the weather warming up, we're out and about a lot more, and that applies to criminals too. I don't have to worry because Simply Safe blankets my whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. And there are indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over my property day and night. It's not just cameras. Simply Safe has professional monitoring agents who keep watch on your home when you aren't there. Agents can stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and the police are on their way. Sounds great, right? There's no contract, and they offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So trying Simply Safe is risk-free. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Matcha!
I love matcha. So rich and smooth.
Do you love matcha love?
Yep. Matcha love is the best in the biz.
Experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf.
So many powerful health benefits.
You know what else I love? Sweet treats.
You are in luck. Matcha's great for baking.
Can you make cookies or cheesecake with matcha?
Yes. Or your other favorites, ice cream or madeleines.
Yes! Delicious!
Matcha love!
Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com. Using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
All right, so when I was last attempting to have you imagine yourself in a place and time, it was September 1922. I hope you stayed there.
Why would I leave? I was in Harlem.
It was beautiful. I want to get a little more specific here.
Okay.
September 13th, 1922.
Okay, I'm taking notes. Go on.
It's an unseasonably warm evening. Mm. It's 2 days before the end of straw hat season. Mm-hmm. You're wearing that stylish straw number you picked up at the place on 6th Avenue and 19th Street.
You damn right.
You got a swell deal on it, Buster.
Mm-hmm.
You're strolling along through Lower Manhattan, so you've left the confines of Harlem. You're in what is now Chinatown around Canal and Baxter, say.
What's up, y'all?
So, you see a gang of toughs going after garment workers as they leave work.
Hey now!
These young hoodlums, they hang out there for like an hour, ripping the hats off of guys and smashing them to the ground.
What goes on here, local youths?
It's not even the end of straw hat season, and these kids are...
I'm telling you, the kids today.
Ripping the hats off, right?
These wild 1922 kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think like a kid in 1922, like a 12-year-old in 1922 is like a 35-year-old.
Yeah, he's been smoking for about 7 years at that point.
Completely. They got calloused hands from...
Yeah, he's got two jobs.
Six kids. So you're sitting there, you're watching, you know, you're just like watching these kids act up. And then some longshoremen walk by.
Mm. What's up, dude? Do you want to mess these kids up with me?
They did not take kindly to the delinquents attempting to accost them for their headgear.
Yeah, we're going to mess them up. Come on, guys. No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A brawl inevitably breaks out and then it balloons. So there's this huge brawl between the longshoremen and the kids and teens and then other passersby. And
just
everyone,
getting their licks in.
Yeah. Just because like, you took my hat. And then they all start fighting. And there were injured men in broken hats all over the ground. And it actually stopped traffic heading onto the Manhattan Bridge.
Wow.
So the ground is littered with men in broken hats. The cops come and they spend the rest of the night breaking up all these little brawls that pop up, arresting guys.
People are continuously like, what's going on here? Well, they were fighting over hats. Well, that's ridiculous. How dare you?
Yeah. And then they see another guy like just like haphazardly walking by with a straw hat. And they're like, get him!
So yes,
it's just
humanity.
Complete mob mentality. And that's just the beginning.
Mm.
So the real action starts on the 14th.
Okay.
Still a day before the cutoff. Every single police station in the city was called into action for this. Like, not a one left manned. So on the Lower West Side, teens are running around in groups like 10, 11, 12 kids.
Mm-hmm.
All probably 10, 11, 12 years of age. They got sticks. And they're like attacking men wearing straw hats, and they kind of like get on either side of the sidewalk and make them run the gauntlet.
Like beating the ground, clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah, and then beating the men. They're
like, exactly. Come on, run through, run through.
Them. What I find really interesting in all this is like how wussy these guys are that they're not just tuning up all these little kids.
Just picking up one kid, beating the others with him.
You know, I'm just like, if a kid comes at you, if they say 5 10-year-olds come at you and one has a stick. Or they all have sticks. I'm taking a stick and turning it on them. I've got the height advantage, I'm sure.
I can totally see this.
You know, just start kicking
kids.
Kick
a kid in the chest. Just punt one across the street. Wouldn't pick one up. Beat the others with
just
him.
Flying just, off.
Yeah. Teeing off on kids.
I want to be a time traveler who gets sent back to the Straw Hat Riot and is just ready to go. Like I got a truncheon in my pant leg. I'm dressed in North Korean chic.
You show up with sleeves rolled up.
Oh, yeah. Like, and they're like, who is this crazy Amazon woman? I'm like towering above people. It's so good. That'd be really satisfying.
Yeah, I can see you really enjoying that, actually.
Yeah. Beating up kids.
In the past. Little bullied children.
Beating up people's ancestors in the name of justice. You know I'm like the most pacifistic person ever. I speak very violently. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of violent language, but I couldn't hit somebody.
No, I really can't actually picture you doing any of that. But
like the idea of
me
running around with like a hockey stick and sweeping people's feet out from under them, little 12-year-old.
Sending them down the street.
Y'all.
Goal!
Like, take that. Teeth littering the ground.
Ding, 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 dong.
So the kids are making dudes run the gauntlet. Some of them actually start bringing some hot sauce into that hash smashing. And they're not just like hitting. They've got nails in the sticks.
Get out.
No, I'm dead serious, man. So I would guess that the nails are kind of like to remove the hat.
Oh, okay. Not at all what I pictured.
Right. But I mean, I think that they were also doing a little damage with the nails sticking out of it. So imagine that you're just like, you got off work. You're tired.
A roving band of 10-year-olds with sticks and nails come chasing me down the street because I'm wearing the wrong hat.
Because I'm wearing the wrong hat.
Like, I hate this country. I just moved here.
For Pete's sake, I can't afford another hat right now. And now you're, come on, dudes. So at Amsterdam Avenue and 153rd Street, that's right at the Trinity Church Cemetery.
Oh, of course. I don't know. What is that?
Spitting distance from at least a dozen churches and the grave of John James Audubon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, by the way, you know who else is buried at Trinity Church Cemetery?
I don't know. Dolly Madison?
Jerry Orbach.
Oh, so it's like hallowed ground.
Yeah, completely.
Respect to the Mr. Orbach.
That was later, of course. So there's a mob of these smasher boys at the corner where the cemetery is.
Okay.
How many smasher boys? Give me a guess.
35.
1,000.
Whoa. Straw Hat Riot.
Riot. Yeah. Okay. So it's 1,000 smasher boys. And that's on like the, you know, west side. The east side's even worse. The entire east side, Chatham Square up to Harlem. Breaking out in all these brawls.
I love this.
Right?
I shouldn't love this, but I love this.
So the kids are using tools. They have a stick with a long wire on the end, like a hard, sharp wire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using those tools to impale the hats off of men's heads. So they've got to be scratching them up. I mean, yeah, it's not like a gentle operation.
Their aim isn't that great, and they're little, too. So they're swinging from below. You know, they're going to miss. They're hitting you in the face.
Oh, and they're stacking them up, like, and parading around with the hats on pikes. So they've got, like, 25, 30 hats per stick.
The bloodlust runs deep.
Right? They're like those street vendors at carnivals and parades who have the big stick with, like, inflatable aliens and, mm-hmm. like, light-up spinning things.
I was picturing cotton candy, but go on with it.
Yeah. So what's with the inflatable aliens, by the way? It's always inflatable aliens.
The solid ones are too heavy.
So...
I'm sorry.
It was the dumbest thing ever. It's all right. Shake it off. Shake it off.
It was actually like a stumbling block I threw at you.
I really want to know why inflatable aliens, though. Can you get back to me on that? Can you do some research?
I will put that. Let me put a pin in that one and I'll just come. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. So these kids are making, like, not only are they stealing the hats and running around like Lord of the Flies style, all, I got the hats.
Run, Piggy, run.
They're making huge piles of these hats and using them for bonfires. What does...
I love it. The kids have gone feral.
Why isn't anyone whipping the mayonnaise out of these kids? Why?
I don't know. And it's not like they didn't beat children. Back then, they were knocking kids silly. They would knock the taste out of your mouth for saying the wrong word.
It wasn't.
But you hit somebody with a nail and a stick, all of a sudden it's like, well, that's just tradition.
And it wasn't even like, it's okay. It's encouraged.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to make a stick for you kids.
Please beat these kids. So at 211 Grand Street, that is now the Camwo Herbal Dispensary.
Oh.
500 destroyed straw hats were shoved up in the doorway.
It just sounds so violent, shoved up in the doorway.
Crammed into the crevice of the cavity. Crammed in the cavity of the doorway. But let's take a step back. 500 hats.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're like taking scalps at this point. They're just like snatching necks.
Well, yeah. It's like, it's, you know, there's no other word than ridiculous.
Yeah, no, pretty
And
much.
That's why we're here. Reason for the season. So... That night, seven men get arrested in the Bowery, and they're tried at the men's night court.
You gotta love that, men's night court. I want, like, a shirt, New York men's night court.
I'll make one.
Okay,
out of puffy paint.
It's all glitter, men's night court.
I'm gonna make you one out of one of those mesh football half shirts that usually say, like, Hawaii 80.
Oh, yeah, with the stripes and, like, a half shirt so you can see, like, my navel.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, and
men's
then
night court.
I may put some, like, beaded fringe.
Maybe like in the armpit, like when I raise my arms, there's just like a trail of fringe that comes
like,
out.
Yeah, like you're an eagle to take flight. Do you want long sleeves on this half shirt? Because I think...
half shirt, long sleeves, I like it.
Right? That's some good...
And like a fur collar neck, so
that's
it really
good
just makes no sense.
Yeah, and then it'll say men's night court on it.
I'm into it.
And you're going to get all the attention that you're really looking for.
Break out your bedazzler.
The exact kind of attention you're looking for with that. So who's the judge at... men's night court?
I don't know. Am I the judge?
Yes.
Nice.
Do it. It's Magistrate Peter A. Hatting.
Oh, look at that.
Hatting.
I can make a dumb joke about that, but I'm not.
Thank you. So Hatting declared, and look, I'm going to do it again, and I quote, "It is against the law to smash a man's hat."
Is it though?
"And he has a right to wear it in a January snowstorm if he wishes. I want you to spread this work among all who would smash hats. A man's hat is just as much his property and just as much to be defended as his watch. And the courts are going to enforce the law." And then he was all hatting out. And he threw a law book in the air and then disappeared in a puff of smoke. So no one listened to the judge.
I didn't tell someone anyone listens to.
So the next day, September 15th, the riots hit their peak.
Riot!
Riot! And this goes from the Battery to the Bronx.
Oh, I'm going to pretend like I know what that means.
Sure.
No, actually, I kind of do, but that's a big swath.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's mayhem. They are men of mayhem. The police, totally outnumbered, right? Because if we're talking about, like, in front of the cemetery, we had like a thousand
boys,
kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1K of kids.
Got a kilo of kids with sticks and knives.
How much for that kilo of kids? So some of the Smasher Boys lined up along the streetcar tracks. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling them Smasher Boys.
I noticed
now.
That. I'm yeah, with it. I like them. I can picture them, the Smasher Boys.
It's sort of a weird, like, I'm just taking the steam out of them. Because that's the other thing. If I went back in time and I fought these kids, I would call them the Smasher Boys.
Listen here, you Smasher Boys. I came back to give you heck.
I'd be like, what's up, Smasher Boys? This is dumb what you're... Yeah, and then they just beat me to pulp.
Yeah, I'd be a little worried about that.
No, we beat the lady from the 2000s. Smasher Boys. Mm-hmm. They lined up along the streetcar tracks and were yanking the hats off men as they rode by.
On streetcars.
So it's like, you're like, okay, well, I don't want to run the gauntlet of these little ruffians.
And at this point, why are the men, after 2 days of rioting, not wearing hats or, like, wearing the right hat?
Because you have to wear a hat. Well, first of all,
I would steal someone
15th.
Else's hat. I mean, like...
It's the 15th, by all rights. They should still be able to have that straw hat
but
on.
But they have bedlam. I don't care about what they should. We've now transcended
and
the law. We're into only tradition.
You can't go out without a hat on. Why are you not arming yourself with, like, at least a heavy wrench?
Yeah, I'm either going to be beating kids or I'm stealing hats. There's no, like, the kids
there's
are coming up to me and like, hey, man.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
And I think that if they just went, like, completely ham on these kids, mm-hmm. that they're expecting people to cower and run.
Yeah, no, kids never see the kick to the chest coming.
I'm just, like, savoring the image of you in 1922, like, kicking a kid in the chest, and he goes flying into the road, and then, like...
Me adjusting my suspenders.
And, like, an old-timey car has to swerve out of the way really quick, because it's going a whopping 12 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Well, but, you know, speaking of that... There's one kid. He was 10 years old. His name's John Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing some of that hat smashing horseplay, and he ran in front of a car and got hit.
Ooh.
And broke his leg. So,
ooh.
You know, maybe that was what they thought happened. But in truth, time traveling Zarin went and kicked him in front of the car. Who knows? Who's to say?
Who's to say? It's a mystery.
So, they got the spiked sticks showing up. When the cops would catch some of them, they would just let them go because they were under 15, even though there was a juvenile court back then.
Mm-hmm.
There was one cop, Lieutenant Linehan. I have a friend whose name is Terry Linehan.
Okay.
He lives in Rhode Island. I don't know if they're related. But Lieutenant Linehan called their parents and mm-hmm. ordered them to get a good spanking.
The parents?
The parent. Yeah, the kids
who
spanked the parents.
Who gets the spanking?
Kids, go home and spank your parents. It was some freaky times.
I'm telling you, things were wild.
That's what they don't want you to know. But a lot of young boys were charged with juvenile delinquency and all this.
Mm-hmm.
There was another cop, Detective Sergeant Brindisi.
Ooh, I like that name.
Yeah.
Hey, Brindisi.
Hey, he was attacked at 102nd and 3rd Avenue.
They were attacking cops, too? Just well, straight up?
He, I guess, was like a plainclothes detective.
Oh, okay.
And so he's walking along. It's right in front of what is the 23rd Precinct today, but I don't think that it was there then at that intersection. I think that that precinct came in when they built the housing project across the street. Anyway, I digress. So they come up to the detective and his hat gets thrown into the street.
Wait. The 23rd Precinct.
Yeah.
That's where the housing project is, where the dude had the tiger. In his house,
Washington Carver?
Yeah, the Carver Project.
Carver Project. Well, that's it. Yeah. So right there.
Okay.
That's where this happens.
That place is, yeah, interesting. Go on.
Yeah. So look it up, anyone who's interested.
Yeah, the Tiger King of Harlem.
Yeah. Anywho, so that's where this happens. That mm-hmm. goes down at that intersection.
Okay.
The kid takes his hat, throws it into the street. He goes running after the Smasher Boys, and he tripped and fell into the gutter.
Oh, geez.
And he blamed this guy. He was like, jumps up. He's like, you tripped me. Arrest this guy, Leo mm-hmm. Cohen, who's 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Which you're like, what's this guy doing palling around?
Is this guy like really short? He's just running around like, yeah, talking in a high voice, messing people up.
Yeah, he was like 4 feet tall. He gets charged with disorderly conduct.
Okay.
And then the magistrate lets him go after he's like, no, I'm a special policeman. I was on assignment, Leo
okay.
Cohen says.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So one guy in all this melee takes a stick to the eye and almost loses his peeper.
Ooh.
Yeah. People wind up in the hospital. What is with all this hat madness?
I have no idea. I mean, other than humanity, I have no idea.
I want you to keep thinking about what that must have been like to witness. And we've been painting a pretty good picture of what we would do.
Very violent.
But
one,
just
yes.
think about it if you're just there. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you about someone who benefited from the mayhem.
Ooh, I'm guessing they sell hats.
Good guess.
Matcha.
I love matcha. So rich and smooth.
Do you love matcha love?
Yep. Matcha love is the best in the biz.
Experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf.
So many powerful health benefits.
You know what else I love? Sweet treats.
You are in luck. Matcha's great for baking.
Can you make cookies or cheesecake with matcha?
Yes. Or your other favorites, ice cream or madeleines.
Yes. Delicious.
Matcha love.
Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoen.com. Using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The final day of Straw Hat season in New York in 1922 is a real doozy. Let's just put it that way.
Mm.
The Smasher Boys with sticks beating men for wearing straw hats and then destroying said hats in a frenzied mob. Not something we learned about in school, right?
No, I don't remember that one, no.
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 Why is it, what? Where's the Straw Hat Riot movie?
That would actually be a kind of
It'd funny
movie.
It'd be a great movie. Get on it.
Yeah, Will Ferrell should make that.
I'm thinking of all these like Will actors. Of,
yeah.
Like, everyone, every actor named Will has to be in it.
Just Paul Rudd and Will
Smith.
Ferrell kicking children.
No, Will Smith, Will Arnett.
Oh, you only, okay, strictly
Will. William Wills. H. Macy. Everyone mm-hmm. named Will.
Okay, William Shatner.
I'm not going to sell the rights unless it's William Who else? Well, whatever. let it go. So there's this destruction. It's all over. Everyone's reeling from it, mm-hmm. except the Hatters.
I was right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Capitalism.
Let's first establish straw hats are cheaper than felt hats.
Word.
Summer fast fashion.
Makes sense to me.
Right. And then when all these dudes get their hats ruined, mm-hmm. they need replacements stat.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, they're going to get another hat to the head or a stick to the head. Rather.
Yeah. And men just don't go around bareheaded. It's like if someone ripped a woman's shirt off, I guess. And they're like, I need a shirt. Like, I know it's after Labor Day and I should have been wearing that white shirt. But now, you know.
So bare heads and bare breasts were near equivalents.
In my mind, sure.
Okay, I'm with you.
I don't think that that's how it really was. But I'm just trying to get my head around
Cover
this whole
that
thing.
Man's bald pate. There are children in the room.
Well, it's like how they used to have, like, it was too tempting for a woman to show her ankle.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, like, right, in, yeah, like, Victorian era.
Victorian
era.
So that's like, oh, don't tempt me with your full head of hair. So in the middle of these riots, the hat stores stayed open late.
Of course.
Yeah. So that men who'd been stripped of that headgear pop right in, pick up the latest felt hat. They're like, look, your straw hat just got destroyed. Luckily, I'm open late and I'm only charging twice the price for this amazing trilby. And the police were even like, you know, a lot of these riots are taking places near hat stores. But I think there were just like a lot of hat stores back then.
I'm going to think something different.
So it was like the hat stores were like the mattress stores.
I'm telling you.
That we have today. There's a mattress store everywhere. Now there's a hat store.
And there's a story that needs to be told in every mattress store.
Exactly. So the New York Times even gets in on this. They make the connection in an editorial, but they leaned more on the idea that the hatters were encouraging that hard September 15th deadline instead of encouraging Smasher
Boys. Yeah, they take the reasonable approach of like, oh.
Right, but it's not so reasonable because this is what they said in the, and I quote.
Lay it on me.
The origin of this law is obscure. Certainly, it is not based on American meteorology, but reflection justifies at least the suspicion that it originated in the dark machinations of the only class that has interest in its perpetuation. Hmm. Now, to decode that.
Thank you, please.
I do need to note that many of the hatters in New York at the time were Jewish.
Okay.
And so the statement in the Times is kind of like this thinly veiled anti-Semitic statement.
Huh. That's the dark machinations?
Yeah.
Of the only class?
Of the only class.
I got you.
So they're like saying that, you know, they want money and they're doing this to run it forward.
So it's like that was their era's dog whistle.
Right. And that was, I mean, super common, unfortunately, at the time. Oh, yeah. You know, it's unlikely, obviously, that there was some vast Jewish hatter conspiracy.
So instead of Jewish space lasers of today, you had Jewish hatter conspiracy.
Right. This
then.
Is the Soros hats.
Okay. Nice.
So the thing is, though, I mean, they mention American meteorology is that the September 15th, you're still in sort of this late summer. And a lot of times it'd be really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to put on a wool hat, you know, so I don't, whatever. But that was the thing put forward by the New York Times. The hat smashing didn't end on that night in 1924. I mean, it pops up. It's not like, oh, these are individual things.
Let's go back to the hits.
Although I will say, you know, in like looking at all the newspapers from the time, you find just tons of stories for like years and years. You know, maybe up to a decade, I'd say, around this time beforehand,
mm-hmm.
of these little individual fights that would break out about straw hats and this constant urging the populace, please do not grab people's straw hats and break them. And I found it in East Coast papers, but not on the West Coast.
Because West Coast people had more guns?
And they seemed chiller. There also didn't seem to be as many ads for straw hats. Like, so when you're looking
it didn't seem like a hat that you would be wearing outside of like maybe San Francisco or like Denver or
something. Even in San Francisco, there just weren't the ads for straw hats that you had in back east.
Not even the fashion trends or like the bankers or any of them? They didn't have that same appeal?
Okay. You know, it's the Wild West. It's a frontier town. But yeah, LA, San Francisco, you didn't see it as much. There were tons of other ads advertising fashion. And a lot of, like I mentioned in the very beginning about sports suits being like a change in fashion for men. That was a huge thing on the West Coast. I saw that, you know, they would not be going to like those gabardine traditional suits. They were trying to emphasize sports suits that just, they kind of look like hunting jackets, you know?
Is it like a real light wool, but with a hunting jacket cut?
Yeah, with like a
like
band
pocket
in
the
back.
Side and a band.
So that they were really pushing that in that time.
Hmm.
But so you'd had this like kind of, it wasn't a one-off. It happened a little bit beforehand, happened a little after. 1924, this guy in New York is actually killed trying to fight off a gang who took his hat and smashed it up.
What is this in New York too?
Yeah.
Huh.
New York City. 1925. President Calvin Coolidge wears a straw hat when he's walking around Washington, D.C. one hot afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how hot it can get in D.C. It's a swamp. Jinx. So this is like a few days after the hat deadline that he does this.
Okay.
So he's asked about it. And Calvin Coolidge tells the press, you know what? Summer's not over.
I'll say it's over when it's over.
Right? He's like, look, it's hot as blazes out here. It's not over. And that made the front page of the New York Times, his little comment about that.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
President declares it's...
declares summer's not over. It's been noted that, like, sometime between the Straw Hat Riots...
Riot! Sorry.
Excuse me. May I finish? Sometime
well,
between...
me and the cherry popping daddies will allow you this one. Go on.
Are you done?
Are you done? No, I'll wait.
Sometime between the Straw Hat Riots of 1922, don't you do it. Don't cherry popping daddies on me. And that when Calvin Coolidge gives like his brazen autumnal hat's sojourn, mm-hmm. straw hats start to go out of favor.
Wait, Coolidge is a hat influencer?
I think he was kind of on the tail end of it.
Oh,
so
he
what's
just made
happening,
it official.
Yeah. Well, what's happening is that this all starts where many counterculture revolutions begin.
Hmm.
At your mom's house. No, college campuses.
I was guessing that.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
And so American college men just started going bareheaded outdoors in the summer,
mm-hmm.
just as their descendants would grow their hair long in the 60s and mm-hmm. wear JNCO jeans in the 90s. Just bold statements, bold flavors. So a lot of the young men said that they were worried about wearing these straw hats in warm weather because it might damage their scalp or make their hair fall out.
Should have been worried about skin cancer. That's
vanity.
What they should have been worried about.
Vanity is all. Well, right? I mean, that's the thing.
No, actually, the rates did go up after the hats, if
well,
I'm
there
not mistaken.
It is. No, it... you're totally correct. And so, I mean, they didn't mind wool felt hats,
mm-hmm.
wolfa hats, as much because they provided warmth. But yeah, I don't think they knew about skin cancer at all or cared. More and more men going cranially nude. That's the official title of it. Some felt that they had a really sporting lifestyle. They had an on-the-go lifestyle. And just being out in the open air in the warm months encouraged that. So
weird, because all the people, like, I come from a lot of people who worked outdoors, and all of them had very specific hat choices about what either the labor they did or the environment they were in. So hats was, I always think of, you go outside, you're wearing a hat.
Right,
you know? And so
right.
It's funny, I'd be like, no, I'm free.
I have
my hair and God commune.
I don't like wearing a hat. It's not comfortable for me, mm-hmm. and I haven't always been good about that, but, like, I realize I got to protect myself from the sun.
Yeah.
Got to start doing that.
Hats and hoodies, man. That's everything I wear.
Or you get around it by just not going outside.
You'd wear a roof.
I have, like, a huge gardener's sun hat
mm-hmm.
for when I go outside.
Which is technically a straw hat, right? Not that it's a, not like these, but it's like a
I
cowboy
swear,
straw hat.
I swear... to something
mm-hmm.
next time I go outside and wear that hat, I'm just gonna start wailing on people in a straw. I'm
in
gonna
defense.
I'm gonna I, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be a disruptor, and I'm gonna take the concept of the straw hat riot, and I'm not destroying straw hats, I'm destroying people who aren't wearing straw hats. Straw hat riots. So the peak for men's hat manufacturing in the United States was 1903.
Huh.
So it was, you know, already kind of on the decline. So by the
so like
mid,
the, in the if you watch Cheers and there's like the intro and all the dudes have all their hats and it's like 1903 I think
sure.
is when the bar was.
Of
born.
Course,
I
have no idea.
Anyway,
and quite frankly, I don't care. But go on.
That's what I'm picturing is like those shots of like, you know, early New York, early Boston, just a ton of people in the bowler hats
yeah,
you're talking about,
yeah.
And I can imagine that was a hard turn for the hatters of the world.
It really was. And leading up to this, like in the teens and the early 20s. There was this fad of guys sending their hats on world tours where they would...
their hat?
Yeah, they'd like box the hat up and send it off to someone else who would, you know, write a letter saying, you know, greetings from London. And then they'd send the hat on and it would circle around and come back to them.
So like Flat Stanley the hat?
Flat Stanley the hat. Completely.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, well, you got to keep yourself busy somehow.
Yeah, they only had like radio, I guess,
easily
at that
point. Easily entertained. Yeah. Hatlessness was becoming a really big issue by the mid-20s. And then everything really started to fall away in the late 40s and the early
Well, they
50s.
Say hatlessness is next to lawlessness.
Yeah. Sure they
yeah,
do.
They do, yeah.
Like the everyday that. Working man just didn't want to wear those kind of hats anymore.
I'd always thought it was Kennedy. They always say that Kennedy is the one who killed the hats because he like stopped wearing a fedora and he wouldn't do it. And then American men stopped wearing hats. I just had always assumed. And you now have corrected it. It's
I have.
The wrong president. It was Calvin Coolidge.
But you know what? More power to not wearing a straw hat. It's safer that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's your ridiculous takeaway here?
Anything to keep them kids calm.
This is what happens when you don't have video games.
Yeah, exactly. Now I understand why parents want those iPads for their kids. And they're like, I don't care. Take my phone. Just stay calm. And
leave.
Don't let them have a stick.
I'm totally fascinated by artificial conventions.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many traditions that have mutated over time or just were, like, manufactured for profit to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And we hold them really tightly, but, like, why?
We love meaning.
Like, why?
Like, oh, why, guys?
Well, we do like
honestly, I think it's actually one of our more, I don't know, tender parts, is that we hold on to these random things that we create and imbue them with all their meaning and value, and then act like they're somehow outside of us and natural, because that way it's like really meaningful. And, you know, it's the only way that we can make ourselves feel special is by externalizing it and then saying, well, we have to do this. But really all we're doing is just trying to make ourselves feel, you know, a little something.
That's very true. Good insight. I like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well done. I think we can also kind of speculate on what drove the Smasher Boys to wreck shop on guys' domes.
Impressing their friends?
Well, it's this time of prosperity, right?
Okay.
But there's also a lot of tension under the surface at the time. You're like, labor issues.
Oh, yeah, really, good point.
You've got
kids should be having jobs, damn it.
Well, it's like so many union issues are coming up then, and like really fighting for workers' rights.
Oh, no, and they legitimately were just now, like, you know, pretty much at the beginning of leaving the labor market, you know, like,
yeah,
you have the actual, like, ordinances about child labor.
Thank you, Mother Jones, yeah, for that one. Mm-hmm. There's income disparity.
Oh, yeah, always.
Immigration issues.
Always.
A lot going on. They're coming out of World War I and the flu.
This sounds very vaguely familiar.
I know. I think that, like, so you got all these, like...
So you're saying this stuff just keeps going in America? Wait a minute.
That you learn from history? You know, there's... So we got these, what I'm calling micro-motivations.
Okay, I like that.
TM. That are at play. And it kind of bubbles up to Smashing Hats.
That's the symptom, not the... Okay.
Yeah.
Not the disease. I got you.
Yeah. So what's our... We're kind of on track. What's our hat smashing right now? You don't have to answer that. I just want you to think about that.
Yeah, just take that one home.
That's your assignment. But, you know, why does it bubble up to hat smashing? People are ridiculous.
Ding, ding, dong. Ding, 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 dong. You nailed it, girl.
I so did. Thank you so much. Nothing but net on that one. That is it for us today. I'm tired of talking about hats, man.
That was a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Cool.
You, not Zarin, can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. Hey, man, do you have a tip for us about a ridiculous crime that you'd like to hear about? Want to confess to a ridiculous crime? Go ahead and email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com.
Do it.
Keep your head on a swivel. Tune in next time. Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, produced and edited by Dapper Dave Kustin. Research is by Fascinator aficionado Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Thomas Dr. Fedora Lee and Travis 10 Gallon Dutton. Executive producers are Ben Leopardskin Pillbox Bolin and Noel Deerstalker Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Matcha.
So good.
Matcha Love.
Yes, I love it.
No, Matcha Love, the brand.
Oh, yeah, Matcha Love, made with real Japanese matcha.
It's rich, smooth, perfect for hot or cold brewing.
Matcha's great because it's rich in vitamin C and EGCGs.
What do you like to make with it? I like to make matcha lattes.
I'm all about making smoothies.
Why wouldn't you be?
Get 25% off all Matcha Love products at itoin.com using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.